They say we are speechless. I mean, I wish.
I think we all do. We all do. You know, go away, have your lovely life that you've set up, you know, in your big house and your 16 bathrooms. Got two children, one of each. You know, live your life. Don't keep meddling in everybody else's, believing that you know better than any of us how it should be worked out. And what also I didn't like was that the charities they mentioned, you know, will they go through Archwell Foundation? Will it be something that will boost their aspects of their life? I mean, I don't think that's right. It's all sort of soft, fluffy nonsense, isn't it?
You know what woke means? It means you're a loser. Everything woke. Everything woke. It's true. Everything woke turns to shit, okay? It's true. It's true. Look at what's happening.
I Care by Al Bundy. When Hooters jiggle around, and I find nickels on the ground, I care. When a Mustang engine purrs, and the bathroom is not hers, I care. When the pitcher's on the mound and the wife is underground, I care. But when I've been playing this for days, I will kill anyone who stays, I swear!
Scare, check out his underwear. If you dare.
So stop me if you've heard this one before, Friar.
Yes, sir, Rabbi.
The mask mandate is back.
Oh, I've heard that before somewhere.
Last week, by the way, welcome. It's What the Frock. I'm Rabbi Dave.
And I am Friar Cook, also known as Rod.
The hungover Friar Cook.
A wee which, bit, yes.
Which is appropriate for a good friar. So last week I was excited because they were talking about bringing the masks back. And so Cammy and I were walking at the mall and I sent pictures of the fact that people were basically saying bleep F off you. to the masks. And what I learned on Friday was the mask mandate doesn't start until Monday. So basically everybody was just saying, well, you know, we're not going to do this until Monday. So some people obviously were. Some people were, you know.
The good lemmings.
I got to wear my mask because, you know, God help us if this is so stupid. I'm appalled at the stupidity of the whole thing, which is, of course, this is the most infectious virus ever. Right?
Dun, dun, dun.
It's a murderous, infectious virus that's going to kill us all. So we need to have a mask mandate to stop the spread, but not for another week. Right?
Yeah, it is so stupid.
I mean, if it's everything we're being told it is, we're still doing everything wrong. Well, no, let's wait a week. A week will give people time to get used to it, I guess, or get ready, get new masks. I mean, what the hell were we supposed to do for a week if this really was what we're being told it is? So needless
and
to say.
And there's more and more studies coming out just saying how ineffective cloth masks really are.
But for every one of those, Rod, you know this as well as I do. Every time one of those studies comes out, there's two more studies that come out that say, oh, masks are helping stop the spread. Don't you know? Can't you read? You know it as well as I do. Every single time one of those comes out, it's all confirmation bias bullshit. Sorry.
Well, except for the fact that I know from personal experience, having my wife who is immunocompromised, and we've been dealing with social distancing since 2018 because of it, that how the medical professions handled it prior to all this COVID crap. And basically, it was if you were in the office with a bunch of immunocompromised people, yes, you had to wear a mask because they didn't want to take the chance that you were sick. But the immunocompromised also had to wear a mask, but they had HEPA filter masks, the big, like, painter's masks.
Right, right.
To prevent them catching anything.
Well, I mean, this is the dichotomy of this whole thing is that, of course, we've had multiple fires up here. I'm sure you've had them in California.
We have.
So air quality is an issue here. Yeah. Well, our beloved weather babe the other day was on the television explaining to us that the one real bad day we had was really going to be bad. I mean, the smoke was really going to be bad. Don't go outside. But if you have to go out, this is an exact quote, by the way. If you have to go outside, wear an N95 mask because the cloth masks won't protect you from the smoke particles. Unquote. She actually said that.
In reality, it won't. The cloth masks are there to prevent you from spreading something. That's it. Period.
Right. But even in that, how's it going to do it? I mean, if the N95 mask can't stop, if you got to have an N95 mask to stop smoke particles, which are millions, well, maybe not millions, but hundreds of times larger than a virus.
Yeah.
How in the hell is a cloth mask going to protect you from anything or protect anybody else from anything? It's not. It's not. The whole thing is just it literally has become, I almost hate to use this phrase, Rod. It's become wokeness. I mean, that's what it is.
It's
virtue signaling wokeness. That's it. Look at me. Yeah. I care. So I'm going to wear a mask. And that's all it is.
And it becomes, I'm going to use a word, Dave, that I know you don't like, but they become mask Nazis, honestly. Mm. Right?
I wouldn't call them Nazis, but I'm, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the light version, I guess, if you want. I mean, you just like you have grammar Nazis.
Can I draw another parallel for you that really, to me, is what it is?
Sure.
Okay. I grew up in the Christian church. You're a Christian. You know what I'm talking about. So you go to church. And maybe it's not your home church. Maybe it's a church you're not all that familiar with. Or maybe it's just a church you're going to when you're hungover and you just don't care that much. Right?
Sure.
But we've all been there where you're sitting in the church. The guy's up there singing with his eyes closed. And he's...
That would be me.
And he's got his hands in the air. And so everybody else puts their hands in the air. And what do? You put your hands in the air because you don't want to feel weird. You want to go along with the crowd. And the whole reason they started putting the lyrics up on the screen in front of you was so that everybody could sing along. You know, it becomes this mass delusional behavior thing where you want to fit in, and the masks are the same damn thing.
I'll agree and somewhat disagree with you. I mean, the words are up on the screen because they change songs like every other week. I mean, it's a different song every other week and nobody knows it. So in order for people to sing, but I understand your point. It's everyone, you know, they want compliance, right? They really want you to comply.
Peas and carrots, obedience. Watermelon God. Peas and carrots, Holy Spirit God. I mean, it's just the same freaking thing over and over. Anyway, that's another sore point with me. But you're right. It's the same thing. We got to conform. We got to be unity. That's what the thing is.
Unity.
We got to all be in unity. And masks are the same thing. You're not wearing a mask to do anything other than virtue signal to everybody else that I care.
Yeah.
And all I hear is the Al Bundy poem, I Care. When there's nickels on the ground. Yeah. I care.
Hey, did you see my post on Facebook about the Abbott and Costello who's been vaccinated?
I've seen that. I've seen that several times, actually.
We should actually record that.
So here's the... Okay. I mean, we could do that. What do you think, audience? WTF at whatthefrock.org. I just... what's the other one I've seen about a gazillion times now? I was at Walmart double bagging my milk when the $15 an hour person came over and says, hey, you can't use two bags. I'm like, okay, how many people are going to post that? Really? Because, man, every freaking radio talk show host that I'm friends with, and it's more than one, has posted that.
and none of them say, yeah, this happened to a friend of mine, or here's what I read, or here's something clever. It every one of them posts it with this implication that, yes, this happened to me. When clearly it didn't happen. I doubt seriously it happened to the person that wrote it in the first place. So yeah. I don't know. I've read the Abbott and Costello thing. I'll be honest with you. I've never read the entirety of it because, you know, once you pass the first few lines, you kind of go, okay, that's clever. And then
it is pretty clever.
Then I move on. Sorry, I'm not trying to be mean or insulting.
It's the who's on first play on the virus thing.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
What? No, he's on second. Anyway, mask mandates are back here in the state of Washington starting tomorrow, but only indoors. Now, why does it start tomorrow, I hear you cry, instead of a week ago when the governor announced it? Because this, again, is the most infectious and smartest virus that has ever ruled the world, right? Yep. This virus is so infectious that all you have to do, Rod, is look at it, and it'll jump on you and if you're not wearing a mask, it'll jump on
you. If you're not wearing a mask.
This virus is so – do you know why they didn't put it into effect until tomorrow? Because Seahawks.
What was that?
The Seattle Seahawks. The Seattle Sounders.
They're
and
all
the
playing.
Seattle OL Reign all had big games this weekend. Now, the Sounders
outside
and the Reign were
playing.
Yeah, they were playing outside in a stadium that seats about 80,000 people. And if you've ever been to an 80,000 people stadium, sure, it's outdoors, but. Yeah. You know, anyway, they were playing Portland or somebody, or Dallas or somebody. I don't know. We got a bunch of commercials on TV about it with somebody with a fake British accent trying to convince you that this is a big rivalry. Anyway, the Seahawks were playing a preseason game against my beloved Denver Broncos. And to hear the commercials and the tickets, and you'd think this was the biggest thing since the Super Bowl, because this is the first time the 12s have been in the seats in 2 years. And of course, it's a preseason game and it's sold out.
And
In round numbers, do you know how many starters the Seahawks played in round numbers?
In round numbers, zero?
Zero, not one of their first two starter team, backup team played, not one. This is all, again, it's preseason football. We talk about practice.
It's the no names.
Right. It's the people that aren't going to be on the team in a week because they're going to be cut. Right? Well, the Broncos, my beloved Broncos, have an issue with our quarterback. We don't have one. Well, we have two, but they both suck. Okay. Neither one of them are going to be, you know, in the Hall of Fame, so to speak. So we can't make up our mind which one of these two sucky ass quarterbacks we're going to play. So they decided last night that we're going to play all of our starters on offense with each one of these quarterbacks to see how they do.
Sure.
Which is a great idea if you're playing against somebody that actually cares. But we weren't. We're playing against a fourth, fifth, and soon-to-be cut string defense in the Seattle Seahawks. And of course,
so how'd they do?
Well, they won 30-3.
Oh.
We did. But it's like, once again, we're on the boards, on
it
the Broncos
doesn't
boards
mean anything.
About, you know, oh, didn't they look great? I mean, it's so close because both quarterbacks really looked great and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, come on, man. Come on, man. It's just, and of course, the Seattle media this morning is filled with stories about how it's not a true measurement of the Seahawks because none of the starters actually played. They were interviewing starters on the sidelines who were like, I want Jamal Adams. I wanted to play, but I said I was going to play. But the coach said, no, you're not. Go sit down.
Did they actually suit up?
Yeah. Yeah.
With pads and everything?
Pads and everything. And then they sat on the sidelines. And it's like, it's preseason football, folks. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody's getting excited about anything except for coronavirus, which is looking at this going, hey, look, 80,000 people. Outdoors, but close, not masked. What should I do here?
I can't do anything. It's not Monday
it's
yet.
It's not Monday yet, so I can't. I just can't do anything yet.
Who's on first?
Right. So it's like, I just, I've had it with this thing. And Cammy, my beloved wife, is just apoplectic anymore. I mean, she's just like, so we're planning a big shopping trip later today to go get everything we need for the next, I don't know, 9 months. Because I don't want to, I hate wearing a mask, man. I cannot do it anymore. Number one, I can't do it because it sucks. I mean, it just does. Yeah. But number two, I can't do it because in my heart of hearts, I know that this is just bullshit. It's just woke. It's just, to borrow a phrase, it's just woke shit. I mean, that's
so
all
are
it
you going to wear a mask when you go out?
I'm just not going to go out. I'm just going to sit right here for the next, I don't know how long. Here's what I'm waiting for, Rod. Here's what I'm waiting for. I'm seriously waiting for it because, all right, Governor Zero Inslee also announced last week that all state employees and teachers who are not technically state employees, they're, you know, employees of the school district, but the school districts are funded by whatever. Anyway, he announced that all state employees and all school district employees have to be vaccinated. There is no option. You either get vaccinated or you get fired.
Yeah. So, I have problems with all these vax mandates. And you know, we've had these discussions in our link, our Signal channel with Bill, that with my wife's condition, again, she can't get it. She can't get the vaccine. She can't even take the flu shot. And so I'm waiting for ADA lawyers to jump on this because we used to have a bunch of ADA lawyers in California that would sue because your sidewalk wasn't done right.
Well,
where are they now?
They're busy dealing with something else we'll get to here in a little while. But you're right. Should be. Now, there's protests this morning. There's potential lawsuits. The union has popped up and said, wait a minute. I don't think you can just mandate that. Well, the problem is, of course, now the Delta virus, see, this week, the Delta virus, he's drinking his coffee. He missed his cue. Anyway, they've decided now that the Delta virus is deadly. See, before it wasn't deadly. Now it is. And so the op-eds are filled with pages about people who are, you know, dying of the Delta virus, filled with angsty luxury op-eds from doctors and nurses who are angry because my patient didn't get vaccinated and they died of a stroke.
But
anyway, so
died of a stroke.
What I'm waiting for here is the kids to start getting sick.
Yeah.
Not the teachers. Once the kids get, because now Delta virus is supposedly infecting kids now because it's smart enough to realize, well, I can't get to the adults anymore because they're wearing masks and getting vaccines. So I got to get to the kids because they can't get vaccines. See? So it's going to start attacking them. And you wait. One or two kids die, and it will happen. I mean, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say it's going to happen. Yeah. They're going to shut the schools down again.
Probably.
And I'm going to go.
California is safe right now because we're in the middle of a recall, and their governor is not going to even think of closing down again until after the recall's done.
Right. Once he wins the recall, then you guys are screwed because he's going to go.
Yeah.
He's
going to go. It'll be within a week.
Right.
I'm guessing within a week. If he does not get recalled, we'll be locked down again.
Just a complete aside to that recall. Isn't next year a gubernatorial election anyway?
It is, pretty much. So whoever we replace him with,
him. There's only going to be governor for like 6 months.
A year and a half.
It's Abel Maldonado.
But that would end his political campaign. That's more what I'm hoping for.
We'll see what happens. Anyway, back to this coronavirus. So I'm convinced the schools are going to shut down at some point before the end of the calendar year. I think the schools will shut down, and so I'm just depressed about the whole thing. And I'm just like, you know what? This time around, I'm just going to become a hermit. I'm just never going to leave the house. I'm just going to pretend like I'm on patrol again, and I'm just going to close the hatch.
You should look into homeschooling. You know, find a nice charter school. And just, it's not hard. I mean, we did it. My wife did it mainly for, you know, the last 20 years we did it. The charter schools help out, and a lot of it's remote. And then eventually when they let kids back into the classroom, then a lot of charters actually have on-site classes for those subject matters that you don't want to teach.
Right. Math.
Well, and then there's music and things like that you can't get, really. I mean, you can get at home, but you can't get choir and stuff like that.
No, you can't. Anyway, so the good news is the mask mandates are back. And can't you tell I'm excited?
You are thrilled, Dave. I've never seen you so thrilled.
I'm so over this whole frickin' thing. And I just continue to be. Someday when I'm 110 years old and my grandchildren are sitting on my lap and they're going to say, Grandpa Dave, tell us about when the coronavirus was here. I'm just going to say, if you people are ever that stupid again,
yeah,
then you all deserve what you get.
Yeah. 15 months to slow the spread.
15? Now we're going into...
Yeah, it's been longer than that. Years. 17, 18, almost 2 years. The show started.
Yeah, well, it didn't... I mean, we didn't intend to start it about coronavirus. That wasn't the intent. No. It just happened to happen around the same time, and
we've been griping about it since then.
Like that's all we've done is bitch about
stupidity,
absolute moronicness of coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, people. Keep wearing your masks because that'll show that coronavirus, won't it?
Yeah.
This is Bill Mick from Bill Mick Live on WMMB in Melbourne, Florida. Hope you're enjoying listening to my buddy Dave or my buddies Dave and Rod. Either way, always good to hear them, and you can join me as well. I'm on Eastern Time, 6 to 9 a.m. every day at BillMick.com. Hit the Listen Live link, and you can pick up the podcast there as well. Morning conversation about the Space Coast, Florida, and the country. We do it every day with Bill Mick Live on WMMB. Now get back to Dave or Dave and Rod.
Welcome back. I'm Dave.
I'm Rod.
And this remains What the Frock. Although I'm in a bad mood, we'll try to move on to other stuff.
Sure.
I'm full of conundrums this week, Rod. Full of them, I'd say.
A plethora of conundrums.
Yeah, something like that. So you know me, just sitting here minding my own business, as I so often do.
Yeah.
Cruising the internet when I was informed that OnlyFans, the website OnlyFans, is shutting down.
They're not completely shutting down, are they?
Yeah, they are. Okay, so here's the deal. OnlyFans, for those of you who have not watched the Netflix documentary, which I highly recommend.
I have not watched that, no.
Okay, well, you should probably watch this because it's a pretty good, example of what's going on there. Unless you're just, you know, pretty libertarian and you want to go to the site itself, then you could do that. But I'm not in a position to recommend that, okay?
No. So I've looked at the login page. That's about it. I haven't done anything.
But the Netflix documentary is pretty good. So the idea here is that people who are losing their jobs, need extra income, can produce their own, shall we just say, erotic material.
Sure.
Post it to this site, OnlyFans, and charge people to see it, right?
Yep.
Which is great. I mean, up to a point. I mean, there's a libertarian part of me that just says, okay, I mean, it's two consenting adults, right?
Yeah. If you want to make money off of that.
You want to do it. You want to see it. So here's, you know, whatever, $20 or whatever, and ta-da, everybody's happy, right?
Yeah.
Get a happy ending, and there you go. So... OnlyFans, this website, has, during the pandemic, apparently, basically
taken off,
just really taken off. And stories, news is full of stories of people who lost their jobs or whatever, can't make their rent, but they're making thousands upon thousands of dollars doing OnlyFans videos. Now, the problem there is, okay, if they're making all this money, why aren't they paying their rent? But that's a story for another day. Anyway, OnlyFans... did what was that other website? There was another website, Tumblr, did the
Tumblr,
same thing
yes.
last year. Tumblr was...
Well, they actually got rid of all nudity.
Right. But Tumblr was the pornography site.
It was,
And then decided that they were tired of making money, and so they did away with all the porn.
And now you don't hear about them anymore.
Nobody's on Tumblr anymore. In fact, one of the sites that I use, web development sites... actually used to have a option to link your post to Tumblr. That's gone away because...
Sure, because it's...
Right. So OnlyFans has apparently decided that they're tired of making money.
So and they've decided. I thought that they were only getting rid of the sex acts and they're keeping nudity part.
Right, but who's going to pay for that?
I don't know. I know there was some story I read about a woman in Sacramento. She's an IT executive who's making like $250,000 a month.
Right.
Doing lewd photos.
Right. So the theory here is that they're going to stop the sex acts because, and far be it for me here to be too judgmental on this whole thing, because again, we're talking about a website that you don't use, but at any rate, the bottom line here is there's this almost woke-ish virtue signaling thing here with my cat just jumped on me. Sorry about how we got to stop sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Well, what sex trafficking is going on here? Because, you know, again, you're talking about people with a webcam
that are setting up their sites. And
by the way, it's not just women. According to the Netflix documentary, a significant portion of this is gay men. At any rate, I started wondering about all this because, okay, why would OnlyFans do this? Who at OnlyFans, at the board meeting of OnlyFans, said, you know what? We're just making too much money and we've got to stop this. We can't do this. By getting rid of the sex stuff, then we'll really be rolling it in, right? Who at the board meeting would say that? Now, I can see someone saying, well, maybe there's some criminal activity going on or whatever, and we need to address that. But who at that board meeting would actually say, we got to stop this because I just don't like making money like this? Well, nobody would do that. So obviously something else is causing this. Obviously something else is driving this idea that they got to stop doing this, right? What is that other thing? Well, come to find out, it's the credit card companies.
They're shutting it down.
The credit card companies are saying they're not, and it's not even the credit card companies per se, it's the processing companies who are saying, well, we're just not going to process that. Remember, there was a story, I guess it's been 2 years now, about this CEO in Seattle that cut his salary from $1.5 million to $70,000 and gave all of his employees raises to $70,000 a year, blah, blah, blah. That's the people we're talking about who have decided that they're not going to process the OnlyFans credit card purchases anymore.
Yeah. That's actually frightening that they choose to do that.
It's horrifying that they've tried to do that, they've decided to do that. Now, of course, those companies didn't just decide to do that themselves. They got pressure from someone. And who is that someone, you might be saying? Well, when you dig deep enough into this thing, Rod, they are accusing, and I'm not making this up, they are accusing, quote, evangelical Christians of pressuring them into not taking money from OnlyFans. Just let it rattle around for a second. Let it marinate for a second.
Are they really that powerful?
Who? The evangelical Christians?
Yeah.
No.
Anymore.
No, there's no way in hell that this is true. Number one, even if they were, since when does the mighty left media care what evangelical Christians think?
They don't give a rip.
Number two, how would evangelical Christians even know what OnlyFans is doing? And why would they care?
I don't know.
So that story is clearly BS.
Yeah.
So who is it that's really pressuring this? The only thing I can come back to is the credit card companies themselves saying to the processors, we're making too much money from them. We don't want that. Yeah. And but why would they do that? I mean, there's a control issue here that is frightening at a frightening level, because if they can stop it, this isn't the first time we've seen this.
No.
Now,
we've heard it with the gun manufacturers and things like that. They've been talking about it.
There's a radio show that I do not listen to, but I have caught on occasion that I'm not going to shill for, but they have a website that sells just absolutely ridiculous things. My favorite is the pennant you can buy that hangs around your neck that has 200 ions per cubic centimeter, Rod. And you know what it'll do?
it deflects 5G energy. Just put this pennant around your neck, 5G energy will go, look, there's a pennant. Let's try to get that and bounce off. Right?
Except for the waves that go through the backside of your body.
Okay, Rod, stop making sense, will you? Because they're selling these things and people are apparently buying them like hotcakes for $40 a shot. And of course, after it gets filled up with the 5G energy that it's absorbed, you have to buy a new one. So they only last about 6 months.
Of course.
But this particular website for this particular insane radio show. See, I've always said about radio, the only way to make money in radio is to be crazy. Mm-hmm. You have to be absolutely freaking batshit crazy. Sorry, I'm using a lot of bad language today. But
no, that's okay.
I don't give a fuck. So, subtly. Anyway, those of you who can't see what's going on, you would get that. But at any rate, what was I saying? So the only way to make money in radio is to be batshit crazy. But anyway, this website is selling this stuff like hotcakes, but they can't take credit card orders either because the credit card companies have cut them off because, as it turns out, credit card companies aren't real big on refunding money to people who buy fraudulent items.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to tell you that if you're buying a pendant to deflect 5G energy, you're a moron and you're buying a fraudulent product. So anyway, so the credit card companies have cut this guy off, but he's got some workarounds for that. So one of which is send us a self-addressed stamped envelope with your check in it. You know, it's like, I just don't think that's going to work for OnlyFans, to be honest with you. I just can't see that happening.
They could switch to cryptocurrency.
Could do that. I haven't looked at the website in the last 6 months, so I don't know if they have or not. I wouldn't be surprised if this guy hasn't. But at any rate, the idea that credit card companies and their minions of Gozer, the processing companies, can just decide who they're going to allow to do business or not. You know, I said this back then. It's frightening to think that they're going to do this, but this is the direction we're headed. And where does that end? Okay, I donate via credit card to my synagogue. What happens if they decide that my synagogue isn't a worthwhile thing for them and they're going to tell me that I can't do that anymore?
Well, what if you decide to donate to anti-vax movement or to an anti-mask movement?
Or to a Trump organization.
Yeah.
Or to a 538, it's not what it is, a super PAC or whatever that is politically judged to be not worthwhile. Okay, so today it's just sex workers. Who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, it's just women and men taking their clothes off to get your jollies so that they can make a few bucks, pay their rent, or not pay their rent, because why would you?
They don't have to. They don't have to.
Right.
Don't pay it.
Right. But what happens when it's something that actually matters to you? I mean, it may matter to you. You might be an OnlyFans star. I don't know. I'm not looking around to see.
Well, what happens when you get flagged, right? And first it's the, okay, you can't buy what you want to buy, or you can't give money to what you want to give money to. But then they could track that, right? Because you tried to do that. Well, over time, they could track your purchases at that point and say, hey, wait, no. We're just going to black hole you.
Right.
So that you can't do anything with the credit.
I mean, they're already tracking your purchases. There's a reason why ads pop up on your stuff, you know. So they know what you're buying and who you're giving money to anyway. And if they don't, your bank does. Yeah. What happens when your bank decides that, you know, no, you can't spend money there?
Yeah.
Well, now what? And I'm enough of a libertarian that I don't care that people want to take their clothes off on camera for money. That doesn't bother me.
No.
I choose not to participate, but if you want to do it and you're making good money doing it, but here's the stupid thing of all this is, okay, OnlyFans is going to shut down. I mean, I know that they're going to go to Just Nudity, but you know as well as I do, it's not the whole point of OnlyFans. The whole point of OnlyFans is people want porn. If they can't get it there, guess what? They're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And eventually,
there's plenty of other sites on the internet. So, right. I mean,
and eventually these sites are going to be based in places where the processing companies don't have any say in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then what? So
you know, it's kind of like, I don't know, the whole point of all this just seems ludicrous to me. And I'm deeply concerned about the First Amendment issues involved here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm deeply concerned about the common sense issues involved in this.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about the fact that, like a mask, it's just stupid, but you're going to do it anyway because it, quote unquote, virtue signals what you want. What you want it to.
It's all those diversity, equity executives now that companies are hiring.
Yeah, that works so well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like voting for a ballot proposition in California. Yeah, we voted for this, but so California passed Prop 22.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm a little unclear on the legalities of the whole thing, but so California some years ago passed an Assembly Bill 5, which mm-hmm. essentially gutted the gig economy, the Uber drivers, the DoorDash drivers. Well, that now they have to be classified as employees, which means that whoever's employing them has to pay taxes
minimum
on
wage. It's minimum wage, and all the
payroll taxes, benefits if need be,
disability,
blah, all that stuff. Which of course is the whole point of not having, which is the whole point of a gig economy, is that, hey, I just want to make a few bucks on the side, like these OnlyFans babes, and I don't want to really work all that much. I want to work on my schedule. AB 5 was pushed by unions and Democrat politicians in California as the solution to why these people are being abused.
Yeah.
Okay. No, they're not. But you wouldn't expect a politician to understand that. Just like I don't really expect most people to understand that nobody's putting a gun to anybody's head on OnlyFans and saying, you, take your clothes off and do the nasty deed, right? That's not happening. Yeah. But we're using that as an excuse to stop taking their money. Well, so the gig economy people got together and put together Prop 22 on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Was it last year?
It was last year.
So basically Prop 22 says to to AB 5, thou shalt not.
Yes.
These people can do this stuff. Right. The ballot proposition passes. And all anybody is upset about is that Uber and Lyft and all these other people poured in $22 million while the unions, while the anti-Prop 22 people only had $19 million. And
all the taxi drivers.
Right, exactly. And so consequently, this was deemed unfair. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But the ballot prop passed and all the people went, huzzah, we can be gig economists again. And off you went.
Because it affected way more than just Uber and all those drivers. DoorDash. I mean, it was... Well, DoorDash, Fiverr, it's doing any kind of, you know, basically $5 jobs for anybody.
Any kind of anything that you would be 1099 for,
mm-hmm.
essentially got in there. You can't be an independent contractor anymore. So the bottom line was that this ballot proposition passed and there was great rejoicing in California because all of a sudden you could do this again. Not mm-hmm. so fast. Not so fast. So this week, a district judge in San Diego, California district judge, struck the law down as unconstitutional. Did you read the reasons why he struck it down? There's two reasons why he struck it down.
I did not read the
So reason number
judgment.
One was, quote, it dealt with more than one thing. And a ballot proposition in California can only deal with one thing.
Really?
Now, I'm not exactly sure. Yeah, that's a law. Now, I'm not exactly
sure
how that.
I'm sure there's
a
lot of other propositions now that should be voided then.
I think. But the second reason was, and I'm quoting here, it eliminated the legislature's ability to govern, unquote.
Well, then the whole proposition thing that we do where we can law is invalid then.
I've long said that the California initiative system is insane. I mean,
it's
basically government by ballot box. And to some degree, the legislators who've complained about that are correct, especially when it comes to budget stuff, because in California, you do a lot of budgeting by ballot proposition. So it's kind of like the San Joaquin River. All right. So we have all these mm-hmm. contracts to deliver so much water to so many people from the San Joaquin River. Check. The problem is that if you add up all the contracts,
and then you look at the average water flow through the San Joaquin. We did this on the radio one day, and you look at the average water flow annually through the San Joaquin River. Mm-hmm. There's more contracts to deliver more water than there ever actually was.
Yeah.
Well, the same thing happens with ballot propositions and budgeting. It's all well and good to say, well, we have to pay this first, except that you don't have enough money to pay that. No. So then what do you do? Well, these ballot propositions in California are insane. Prop 8, Prop whatever. So what was the one, 67, about the immigration issues? But yeah. But this is, and what has become a tradition in California, the people vote to pass the ballot proposition, and then the judge strikes it down as unconstitutional.
So, there's like 20 of them on the ballot every time we go to vote.
That's just the statewide ones. Mm-hmm. Then you get into the local ones and the city ones, and oh my God, how many times has Modesto tried to pass what was essentially the same ballot measure to raise taxes for fire and safety? And then they'll find $1 million. Oops, we had $1 million just sitting around not doing anything. Oh, what do you mean you had $1 million sitting around not doing anything? So I don't know, man. It's they struck that down, which means that, okay, so he strikes it down as unconstitutional, but he allows it to stay in place until the gig economists can file their rebuttal. So for right now today, if you wanted to be an OnlyFans person or, I mean, how do they even work the taxes on OnlyFans? Okay, if you make $1,000 a month doing OnlyFans, how do you get, who's?
They're probably not doing state. I would imagine that they're not doing state.
Are they 1099-ing people?
I would think they were.
I would think so too, but I don't know.
It's the same thing with Patreon, right? Patreon would be another one of those.
Yeah, it's a question for Pat the lawyer. That's why I don't charge for shows, folks, because I don't want to deal with the taxes on it. Don't want to deal. I'd rather give it away for free than deal with all that crap. So
indeed.
Anyway. Prop 22 was struck down as unconstitutional, but it's still in place. So if you're a gig economist in California, like OnlyFans or Uber, you're good to go for right now. But in the end of September, OnlyFans will shut down. Yes, I know. They're going to let you do nudity. But reality is, I guess they were just tired of making money, and so they're not going to do it anymore. Unless, now see, here's the thing I'm not thinking, and it just occurred to me. What if the people who own OnlyFans own the website that everybody's going to move to?
That could be. They could own the next version of it,
and
right?
And they're just being clever.
Only that X fans.
That could be. I think it's called, I read the name of it, but so it's OnlyFans, and then it's VIP fans or something. So now that I sit here and think about it, I bet these people are just, they're just saying, okay, we'll go somewhere else. We'll do what you want.
Yeah.
And pretending to care. Because clearly, they don't.
Hey, this is Whitey.
And this is Hank.
And you can listen to our podcast, Two Pint Talk, on all your favorite podcast sources.
So come check it out, where we talk about two beers
and everything stuff.
Listen to Two Pint Talk on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's What the Frock. I'm Rabbi Dave.
And I am Friar Cook.
And oftentimes, Rod, we find ourselves, it's bizarre today because, I don't know, I feel like this whole show today has been WTF, but there are things that make you say WTF.
There is, and I came across a story this week where, you know, scientists and the science, right, follow the science, they're always studying things. And so scientists were shocked when a batch of mini brains, they were studying these mini brains in a Petri dish, I guess.
Mini brains? Miniature brains.
Mini brains, miniature brains. They were researching basically these mini brains in a Petri dish of some type, started to develop working eye structures that are light sensitive and harbor cell types that are similar to those in humans. How frightening is that?
Wow.
So I shared this with Dave But, you know, basically the mini brains are grown in a lab from stem cells and have spontaneously developed rudimentary eye structures, the scientists report. A batch of mini brains grown. Yeah, it's basically, it's just kind of creepy looking and creepy sounding.
I have a scientific question.
Sure.
Why do these things spontaneously develop eyes, but nothing ever spontaneously combusts?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Doesn't it seem like there should be something blowing up or burning up?
Maybe. The freaky thing is it only took 30 days of development before these things started showing up. 73% of them developed optic cups is what they called it. So, yeah, that's WTF. That's creepy.
So I spend a lot of time reading British papers just because I don't really know why. I just do. Mm-hmm. I'm fascinated by British media. I don't really care about the royal family. I really don't.
No.
I don't really care about things that are going on in England, especially since Norwich sucks so badly.
Newcastle too.
God bless America. We're both going to be in the championship next year, aren't we?
Probably, yeah.
So
at least you have an excuse, Dave. I mean, you're going against the top flight teams.
Right.
Newcastle's not. They're sucking.
Anyway, so I read the British papers, and it's some great stuff about the Harry and Meghan? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, Harry and Meghan this week.
Yeah.
Apparently, Prince Harry is, quote, appalled by what's happening in Afghanistan, unquote. So the British media is like, so? We don't care what you think.
Yeah.
But even that didn't please me as much as watching, and I had to go to a British paper to get this, Rod. Can't find it in an American paper anywhere, at least not yet. Guess the former president, held a, what does he call these things? Save America rally or something? Up with America, mm-hmm. America First rally or something this weekend? At which he announced to the world that wokeness is for losers. That's what he said. If you're woke, you're a loser. That's a quote.
You got to love the guy. I mean,
it gets better, Rod. It gets better. Because he continued on as the audience laughed, and he said, you know, everything woke turns to shit.
I kind of agree with that.
Well, I completely agree with that, and that's what I was thinking when I read this word. The 1980s smash hit, It's Raining Men. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It's Raining Men. Do you know who wrote that song, by the way?
No.
Paul Schaefer. Paul Schaefer was the band leader for David Letterman. Remember him?
Okay, yeah, I remember him.
He was also slightly involved with the Blues Brothers at one point, but at any rate, that Paul Schaefer wrote that song. It's a flamingly gay song.
Sure.
But so now you know why. Anyway, the 80s smash hit, It's Raining Men, has now been rewritten and re-released.
Uh-oh.
Take a guess as to why. Because it wasn't woke enough. And it wasn't, quote unquote, inclusive enough, unquote.
So now what is it raining?
Now it's raining them.
Oh.
It's raining them. Hallelujah. By the way, classic lines such as tall, blonde, dark, lean, rough, tough, and strong, and mean have been replaced with cool, bold, strong, and keen, proud, and loud, hear and seen.
So ridiculous.
Well, it gets better, Rod. The line so that, the line so that each and every woman can find her perfect guy has become so that each and every person can find their perfect type. But all of this is going on, and the beauty of this is the reactions to it, which have not been universally praising as you might expect them to be, right?
No, think that especially people, on the internet. I mean, trolling exists for a reason.
Right. Martin Dunby, the deputy leader of the Reclaim Party, wrote on Twitter, "More woke BS." As the classic Raining Man has reworked a Raining Them to use more inclusive pronouns. And then he said this, you ready? Actually, there are more men than there are them. So technically, it's less inclusive than it used to be.
And it's not really raining them. It's kind of like, you know.
No, it's not. Let's see, one wrote FFS. What nonsense. I'm sure the original is still being sung badly in local karaoke bars. Third said, this kind of nonsense boils my blood.
Yeah, well.
It's pathetic. What aren't the woke offended by? But then there were people who pointed out that this is, dude, if you can't see that this is satire, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what's funnier, the story or you being outraged by it.
And was it satire or did it actually get changed?
It actually got changed and re-released. But was it satire? I don't know. I hope this record helps more of my siblings feel included. We've always been here. We aren't going anywhere. We must continue to dance. Well, the good news is, it's still raining then. If you have enjoyed this show, and hopefully you have.
Yes.
I mean, we put a lot of effort into this. You know that, right?
We do. It's a whole week of planning.
At least a week of planning, right?
For the WTF, at least, right?
That's true. He starts sending me stories on Monday about, this will be my WTF. No, this will be my WTF. No, this will. This one's even better. Me, on the other hand, I just... I generally have, this is like old fun with news thing. It's, I have this whole stack of stuff and whatever strikes my fancy at that moment.
Yeah.
And the It's Raining Them story actually came to me this morning as I was drinking some really crappy coffee. And I thought it actually started with the Harry and Meghan story.
Yeah.
Because I don't care about Harry and Meghan, but I still find myself clicking on their stories because I want to see what people are saying about them. That's the part I enjoy, Rod, is the people just absolutely lamb-blasting them.
It's really funny because he's this environmental nut, and he just recently took a friend's private plane to Colorado to play a game of polo.
Right. And they're all about, hey, we want to be left alone as long as we're on the front page.
Sure.
So, anyway, I'm enthralled by that for reasons that I don't really understand. I should be on to other things, but... Anyway, there's that. So we do put a lot of effort into the show. So we would appreciate it if you would download the show, even if you never listen to it. Just download it.
Yeah.
Go back and download all of them because it helps our numbers go up and
it does.
Makes us look better. Like the show, share the show, rate the show, give us a 5-star and then give us a rating or a review.
On iTunes, right?
Yeah. Yes, on iTunes. And then give us a review. All you got to do is search iTunes for What the Frock. You'll find us. And then leave us a review. Now, the review does not have to actually make any sense. It could be that you hate us. It could be that you five stars, though. Yeah, but 5 stars. I mean, that's fair. I mean, we're putting the effort in here. Yeah. Even if you don't like the show, you could still give it 5 stars and then write in the review, this show's crap, I hate it. Yeah. And you gave us the 5 stars because that's the effort that went into it. And we need that. I'm just saying.
It's quality podcasting, people.
It is. And... It's free.
It is. We don't charge for it.
The reason it's free is because I don't want to deal with the taxes of charging you for it. So as far as I'm concerned, that's the way we do it. All right? I'm Rabbi Dave.
And I'm Friar Cook.
And this has been...
What the Frock?